Improve your life today.
All kinds of rumors about Sarah Palin and the king of pop, Michael Jackson. We start with MJ because the lucky thousands who got tickets to his memorial, trying to frantically sell them in some cases for thousands of dollars, only to find that they're being shut out as far as eBay is concerned. But, of course, a lot of this is happening word of mouth, expecting at least 500,000 people to descend on Los Angeles. And that's where we start. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. You know this show. We'll be talking about Honduras, obviously. Also crazy stuff with the swine flu actually triggering a prison riot in Boston. And as I mentioned, the latest on Sarah Palin. Everybody wants to get a handle on why Palin decided to drop a bombshell on Friday. A lot of people have thoughts on that, both the Democratic side of the aisle and the conservative niche, of course, of the GOP. So we'll jump through that as well, or jump to that a little bit later in this version of America Tonight. But as I said, Michael Jackson first, and why we start here is because, I mean, here are some of the headlines. Michael Jackson to be buried without his brain. Doctors not licensed to prescribe drugs in California. L.A. bracing for a horde of mourners. Mariah Carey among memorial participants. Mother loses control of estate. Even Debbie Rowe is being stalked by the paparazzi in Los Angeles as she tries to make up her mind on whether or not she wants the children that are biologically hers that she said she didn't want originally. Now she's decided to fight for it. So there's a zillion storylines on Michael Jackson. Now, some people think, and even I do, I've said this before, CNN is like Michael Jackson all the time. Everywhere, every time I turn on CNN, I see Michael Jackson, Michael Jackson. Of course, the entertainment shows are going to show Jackson. That's their bread and butter. Anything that happens to celebrities, whether it's happy, sad, mysterious, controversial, that's what they do. They're going to cover it. But we're talking about more mainstream shows, and it's been a solid 2+ weeks. So Congressman Pete King from New York blew his stack. Listen to his rant about Jackson.
Hi, this is Congressman Pete King, and yesterday I marched in two 4th of July parades in Wantagh and Best Speaker Park. Today I was taking a walk through Wantagh here at the American Legion Hall, firehouse down the street, a fire memorial a few blocks from here, and it really reminded me of you know, the great men and women who sacrificed so much for our country, people fighting in Iraq and Afghanistan today, cops, firefighters, teachers, none of whom really get much credit, and yet for the last, I don't know how long now, this lowlife, Michael Jackson, his name, his face, his picture, is all over the newspapers, television, radio. So all we hear about is Michael Jackson. And let's knock out the psychobabble. This guy was a pervert. He was a child molester. He was a pedophile. And to be giving this much coverage to him day in and day out, what does it say about us as our country? I just think it's too, you know, too politically correct. No one wants to stand up and say, we don't need Michael Jackson. You know, he died. He had some talent. Fine. There's people dying every day. There's men and women dying staying in Afghanistan. Let's give them the credit they deserve. I really think the media has disgraced itself. I think that too many people in public life have made fools of themselves by talking about Michael Jackson as if he's some kind of hero. There's nothing good about this guy. May have been a good singer, did some dancing, but the bottom line is, would you let your child or grandchild be in the same room with Michael Jackson? What are we glorifying him for? So anyway, let's take some time out to really look to the people that do make us a great country. The men and women of the armed forces, police, firefighters, teachers who work in really rough neighborhoods, people who volunteer with dying cancer patients, people who work in AIDS clinics, they're the ones we should be glorifying, not some pervert like Michael Jackson.
All right, America, over the top or on target? Did the congressman say what so many others wouldn't say, like he mentioned? Politically correct, can't say that, all that kind of stuff. In New York, I can tell you that the phone line just blew up for those local talk shows, some people backing King and thinking, yeah, he's absolutely right to say this. And then others crucifying him and saying that Pete King is going to have a hell of a tough time getting elected again once he comes up. So 800-259-5791, you can throw in your two. 800-259-5791. It's a fair and valid question. It's one we've been talking about for a couple of different shows in mentioning, among the other things that we talk about here on America Tonight, has there just been way too much coverage of Michael Jackson's death? Is it no, he was a legend, and so that's why he's getting it? Is it, you know, yes, wasn't something else happening in America like the Afghanistan stuff and our men and women risking their lives trying to snuff out the Taliban, or what's going on with the meetings with Putin and our president, Barack Obama, and, of course, the original meeting with Medvedev? Is that more important? Are there other things closer to home, like, I don't know, health care and the raging debate over health care? Well, the answer to that, I would hope many of you would say, is yes, yes, absolutely, yes. I mean, King is saying nobody wants to stand up and say we don't need Michael Jackson. Here's what he said. He died. He had some talent. But fine, there are people dying every day. The thing about what King said is he laid it on the line. To him, he said, look, this guy was a pervert, a child molester. He was a pedophile. And to be giving this much coverage to him day in and day out, what does this say about our country? We already know it. Celebrity-crazed country. That's what we live in. It is a nation of rubberneckers that just can't help themselves. But do you think that this is going to cost King in the end, specifically for how hard he hit this and what he said about Michael Jackson? You know, some people will come back and say, well, listen, we are a nation of laws, and he was acquitted in the courtroom, regardless of what you and I might think. So he's getting some heavy, nasty emails about it. I mean, people are calling him names. People are shooting him nasty emails. But then again, people are also saying bravo to King. There are even websites popping up of Michael Jackson fans all over the world who could care less normally and don't even know the name of this congressman from New York. But now they do. And they're going to go after him, trying to do whatever they can to eventually, once King comes up, defeat him, raise some money for whoever the opposition would be to King. And once you get on YouTube, you're talking lots of people, lots of eyeballs. So a lot of people heard what we just played for you from Congressman King. So I say it again, over the top or on target, 800-259-5791. Speaking of a lot of coverage, Michael Jackson isn't the only one that's getting a lot of coverage. The Sarah Palin fallout absolutely continues to rage on, certainly when it comes to talk shows, but in opinion columns and any other media venue, blogging, anything that you can think of. I think this dies out, though, until something happens with Palin. If there is some sort of a big announcement, that could change. But coming up next, to dish on Palin, what's the beef? Where is she going? What's happening next for Sarah Palin? Catherine Morrison, she was a 2008 presidential election insider. We'll pick her brain and find out what we can about Sarah Palin, what makes her tick? Hang with us.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. July 6, 2009. Gold opened at $924.60. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $951.25, $475.63 for a half ounce, or $237.81 for a quarter ounce. That's $951.25, $475.63, and $237.81.
How is it that we, the people, grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 Sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Apathetic to just kind of hunker down and go with the flow. We're fishermen. We know that only dead fish go with the flow.
That was a little bit of Sarah Palin, who, if you remember, last summer, shockingly, because she came out of nowhere, plucked from obscurity, became the vice presidential nominee, or ran for that slot anyway, certainly for the Republicans. Had they nailed the office of the president with McCain, she would have been the VP. And at first, people kind of embraced Palin. Then she became very much a polarizing figure for a lot of different reasons. But a big surprise, Sarah Palin deciding with 16 months to go to step aside as governor of Alaska, and that's what she was talking about, referring to there. Joining us now with me, Kate Delaney, here on America Tonight is Catherine Morrison. She covered the presidential election. She was an insider, certainly, dealing with the McCain people and Sarah Palin and whatnot, and just the overall presidential race, blogging and all that sort of fun stuff, being there at the convention. And we're glad to welcome her to the show. Hey, Catherine, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. What did you, were you surprised by the Palin announcement? Were you like everybody else? Kind of, did your jaw drop or no?
Yeah, absolutely. I didn't see it coming. It was surprising, and it was even surprising the timing of it.
Yeah, no kidding. What were your impressions of Sarah Palin, Palin, while you were covering the presidential run?
Well, you know, she really put a lot of energy into the ticket. She got the base really revved up and helped bring a lot of people out to volunteer. I think she served a significant purpose. Her speeches were excellent, and she probably could have performed maybe a little better in some of the interviews. But overall, I think she helped the ticket.
And like I said, when she first arrived on the scene, there was no doubt that she stole some thunder from Obama and Biden in the very beginning days, and love or hate or whatever, the one thing she has in common with, let's face it, some other women in politics in different ways, like Hillary Clinton, she is polarizing, don't you think, for the entire nation?
She does. It's one of those funny things where I'm not sure what she has done has created the polarization, but certainly the reaction to her tends to be extreme in one direction or the other.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. Well, you know, and there's no doubt, too, part of that is the media. There was kind of a love-hate thing going on with Sarah Palin. Either people in the media really adopted or really liked Sarah Palin, or it was attack, attack, attack. Oh, she's too dumb. Oh, she needs to educate herself. Oh, you know, whatever. Don't you think a lot of what happened to Sarah Palin was media-driven?
Absolutely. From the moment she was announced, you could tell that there was a certain group of the media who just did not like her. She got kind of a crazy first week, and then all sorts of rumors were started and were even had to be rescinded on pretty major networks as well as publications. So they saw, it appears they saw her as a threat and had a very negative reaction to her. And you still see that a lot of the attacks on her have to do with how she talks or how she looks or her family or things that most politicians don't have to deal with, and at least to this extent.
Yeah. You just recently published a book that's called An Independent Call, and you talk about that 2008 presidential campaign run and New Hampshire politics, too, and the whole journey for you from being an independent person in New Hampshire to being a McCain-Palin supporter and volunteer. What made you flip? I bet you had some people that were shocked in your own world when you did that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Senator McCain really won me over during the primaries. Particularly, he was very detailed on what he thought should be done in foreign policy when the other candidates were typically being kind of noncommittal or on the Democrat side just being a sort of a blanket opposition to the Bush presidency. I started being involved after my sister, who's a Democrat, got involved, and I know she's not thrilled with that, so my choice. So it's been very interesting. I'm still an independent, and I'm still a moderate, but I am definitely a McCain fan and supporter at this point.
Yeah, did you find that there were other moderates and independents and even a few Dems that float to the liberal side that actually were backing Palin and weren't afraid to say it?
You do get some. Some of the people who were backing Clinton ended up being very good spokespeople for McCain because they weren't real thrilled with Obama. They also, some women tended to like the Palin pick and also were switched to vote Republican. I think McCain had a tough year, though, because I think a lot of independents voted Democrat just because they were upset at the Republicans, and it was a fairly simplistic take on it, but I think that basically they're mad at Bush and they voted Democrat because of that.
You had some town hall interactions with Sarah Palin. What was that like?
Well, I went to a really large rally that she did, and it was one that I had been to all sorts of McCain events that probably weren't even a quarter of the size, so it was quite a step in a different direction, where she had just lines. She was at a high school where the lines went out the door around the high school down the road, like a scene from the Field of Dreams. It just went on and on and on. And she just absolutely captivated the crowd. Her supporters, even prior to her arriving, were just on the edge of their seats and tremendously excited to see her.
Do you think that she's, because everybody's speculating, well, what was the deal with what happened Friday? Do you think she's done with politics, or there will eventually be either a run for the presidency or some other office that we're not thinking about right now?
I doubt that she's going to disappear. I think right now maybe it's not her time, but I kind of doubt she's young enough that she could start up in another 5-10 years and still have a major career in front of her. So what position she'll run for or how that'll all work out in the end, I can't really say. But I think she's certainly going to be in the spotlight for quite a while.
Do you think that she could get the female vote? You know, that was always the question with Hillary Clinton. Can Hillary Clinton entice the independents? Can Hillary Clinton turn a few of the Republican women and get their votes as she runs for president? Of course, we saw what happened with Obama absolutely stealing her thunder on the Democratic side of things. Do you think Palin has that kind of pull with women to win others over?
You know, it's hard to say. I heard something today that she seems to appeal to men more. And I, from what I've seen, that seems to be true. I think women tend to stick up for her most when she's being sort of attacked on the family issues and things like that. But I'm not sure if she's won a majority of women over who aren't well to the right at this point.
Yeah. Do you think, what do you think pushed Sarah Palin over the edge? Because, you know, we were talking about the media thing. Some people think part of it was the David Letterman deal and then, of course, the scathing rip fest in Vanity Fair. Do you think she thought, ah, forget this. I got to pay $500,000 in legal fees. A lot of things are coming off. The wheels are coming off. So forget it. I'm just going to plunge out of here. Do you think part of that was the reason why?
I think probably an element was personal. And I think with her family being so young, I think maybe it was just enough. All the attacks on her kids, I think, may have been enough, even if they were oftentimes on the blogs or places that people don't necessarily take seriously. I think at some point you probably want to get your kids out of the line of fire. So I think that may have played a role in her decision.
Yeah. We only have a minute left. Best thing about covering the elections last year?
Oh, it was completely unexpected, and it was fascinating, and I love the town halls. And I encourage anybody who has a chance to go to one to go.
Yeah, boy, I agree with that, absolutely. All right, Catherine, good luck with your book, and we'll talk to you down the line sometime.
Thank you.
Catherine Morrison, Independent Calls, her book, and again, as we were talking about, 2008 presidential campaign, she was in those town hall meetings. You heard her describe what it was like and how people lined up round the block and round again and again and again to get in once Palin was part of the entourage for the McCain ticket. Speaking of that, somebody with a completely different point of view, the governor of Pennsylvania, Ed Rendell, who is a Democrat, who says that he likes Sarah Palin, had plenty to say about what she said on Friday, stepping aside as the governor of Alaska. He thought it was poor politics and won't lead her to the White House, and he didn't sugarcoat any of his thoughts on a recent TV appearance, and that's coming up next here on America Tonight.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from freshwaterorganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use in FPP to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious tasting chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard to digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet, or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
In 1965, this was the sound. Commission John. One more time. One more time. One more time. Fantasy. Metal drag. Papa's got a brand new bag. Come to mama. And take it to the sea.
You can bet all the focus tomorrow for those complaining about the Michael Jackson coverage will, in fact, be on the King of Pop, as his memorial service is expected to attract 500,000 people, perhaps, between inside the Staples Center, which doesn't seat that many, and those that will be milling about outside. People are descending on Los Angeles like locusts. And across the nation, 30 movie theaters are going to show the memorial service on the big screens. So try as you might, you cannot completely get away from this story. One of the many storylines of the whole Michael Jackson deal has been the custody of the kids. You know, it's always about the kids to me, no matter what. When we're talking about the average person, we threw somebody in the dungeon tonight because she couldn't be bothered figuring out a way to pay for the prescription drugs, which I'm sure they were expensive for her son, who had cancer that was in remission that he died of 2 years later because she didn't fill the prescriptions. Certainly that led to it. So when it comes to kids, all bets are off, and even the kids of famous people. So the sad thing is, the kids who are not really in the eye of the paparazzi, because, you know, pretty much they've been covered up. You've seen some pictures of them recently without masks or that kind of thing. Now it becomes, do they live with their grandmother, or do they end up in this custody war with a woman who never had anything to do with them? Her name, Debbie Rowe, who was married to Michael Jackson at one point. So she suddenly announces that she's interested in the kids, and of course, not realizing, although she should have, what happens with the paparazzi, which is in full rather tilt mold now in L.A. What happens when you really become a big part of a huge story or one that's been made into a gigantic story? They start to chase you around, and here's what happened when the two worlds collided.
Fight for your kids, Debbie.
Well, are you ready to fight for your children? Are you ready to fight for your children?
Do not touch me.
Nobody touched you here.
You just did. Don't.
Are you ready to fight for your children?
Are you ready to get your butt kicked?
Are you
don't touch me.
Debbie, are you willing to take a cash settlement for the kids? How important are the kids to you, Debbie?
God bless you.
All right, so you see there, she's not used to that. Right away, F-bombing them and whatever, because, of course, there was a crunch of media rats all over the place trying to get anything they could from her. That's just part of the whole Jackson three-ring circus and how it goes. These doctors not licensed to prescribe these drugs, which they were doing in California. Is he going to be buried without his brain? His mother not having the control of the state? And then, of course, Congressman King, as you heard, ranting about what is the focus, what is the deal with everybody? Have we gone crazy over this whole Michael Jackson thing? And as I mentioned, L.A. bracing for the horde of mourners descending upon Los Angeles, most of them already in place. But you can bet there's going to be a ton of coverage on the Jackson Memorial. In the meantime, what's going on in Afghanistan? Of course, you haven't heard very much about Afghanistan. We've talked about it a bunch on the show. The first offensive in Afghanistan last week. Now they're saying bombs and bullets have killed 7 American troops on Monday. So far the deadliest day in Afghanistan in nearly a year. So that is kind of a sign that the war being fought in the real heart of Taliban territory is now probably moving a little bit north, according to the generals. Four of the troops that were killed came in an attack on a U.S. military trainers, actually, in a pretty peaceful area. And it does bring up the question of whether the U.S. is committing enough troops to secure a country larger than Iraq, if you look at a map, in landmass, certainly, and in population as well, because we know when you're talking about the Taliban, of course it's not a traditional war, and it wouldn't be anyway, but there is no doubt you'll see them spring up from what's been described by the general there as bubbling up in one corner and then bubbling up in another and running away, and that's pretty much what you're seeing. See, sadly, the soldiers killed in the north died of a roadside bombing. They were in their car. And how many times have we seen this in this kind of war? Now, the U.S. is going to double the troops, so 68,000 by year's end. That's double last year's total, but still nowhere near what was in Iraq. That may ramp up depending, I would think, in the next 5 months or so as to what's happening in Afghanistan, what the successes are, etc., because you got General McChrystal, of course, who is ordering troops to basically scrutinize and limit the use of airstrikes against residential compounds. They don't want to have the kind of headlines that you had in Iraq. He's actually hoping to produce that cultural shift in the military, so the troops' first order of business is protecting the civilians, not using the firepower. And he kicked those into high gear last week and actually released a declassified version on Monday. And I like what he actually had to say. He said you have to avoid the trap of winning tactical victories but suffering strategic defeats by causing those civilian casualties, because that's exactly what happens, or any excessive damage, and that therefore you alienate the people. Absolutely. We saw some of that, again, happen in Iraq, because then that was what was played up. What are the Americans doing? Look what's happened to the people. And good for McChrystal for certainly recognizing that and making sure, you know, pushing that. So they're aware that this is pretty much the marching orders. This is what we're trying to accomplish here. Maybe we can get it done a little bit sooner. Mark's listening to us in New York. Hello, Mark.
How you doing, hon? Wish me a belated happy birthday.
It was your birthday?
Yesterday.
Oh, happy birthday. I bet you're pretty young. I'm going to say 32.
If you wish. I'm 62.
You're lying.
I'm lying. Listen, really quick, I'm not going to filibuster here. You talked about a lot of subjects tonight, and I'm not even going to touch the Michael Jackson stuff, but I do agree that it's too much, because you look at everything that's going on with Honduras and the riots in China. I mean, this is just... Let me be clear. The Afghanistan. I called you months back and I asked what our mission was in Afghanistan. Mm-hmm. People can call and say, you know, I'm a big mouth and you don't know what you're talking about. You're not over there. But I have to ask, and did you happen to see Ralph Peters' column, and I think it was the New York Post, either on Friday or Saturday? He basically said the same thing. You got this guy, Karzai, who's doing nothing for us. I want to know why our guys still have to die over there. Now, I read some and I've heard some stuff. I heard a terrorism expert a couple nights ago down the dial about, you know, Al-Qaeda and how when we went to certain governments, probably Saudi Arabia, and asked for information about the terrorists, all they simply do on these high-level terrorists, they gave them the information and got them out of the country. What's our mission in Afghanistan? I bring that up because what the hell are we doing there? We can't destroy the poppy fields. Because the Taliban and the rest of the Al-Qaeda thugs, it is a religious element within there that wants to kill us. I understand that. I'm never going to back away from that. But they want that drug money also. Why do our good American boys have targets on their backs? I ask you, Mr. President, we got nothing but grief from Mr. Bush. Righteously so. The same thing with this guy. We got more than 17,000 troops. Are we going to draw down on Iraq, and that's going to fall apart? I mean, can we please get our guys out of Afghanistan? What are we doing there? I mean, are we going after surgical strikes and terrorist leaders, or are we being handed a bag of bovine crap? Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I when I hear about these guys getting blown up and shot, what's the end game? Can someone please tell us? We could save trillions of dollars if we could just get the hell out. We have databases. We have drones.
Yes.
We have everything, everything. We can find the people that we're looking for, and we can take them out. But with the people that we're defending, as I said once before, the Sharia law-dominated Muslim fanatics, Karzai, and the rest of them. It's just sad. I don't want to see. You know, and you remember, I've been calling you for years. You know, gung-ho, this. Now it's time. Get them the hell out of Afghanistan. Because Ralph Peters said the same thing. If you look at his column, he said, what are we doing there? It's tribalism. There's no way we're going to unite those people. It's money going down a rat hole, and instead of our president's feet being held to the fire, we get more of Michael Jackson. Its priorities are just screwed. I love you, baby.
Yeah.
All right, I'll see you later.
Yeah, I agree with you. They are screwed, and it's a great, fair question that Mark asks. And he's right. He's been calling for years, and we've talked about it. What is the end game? Well, the end game, supposedly, is to snuff out the Taliban. But he's right. How do you do that? And it's the same cultural problems that we talked about with Iraq. That's why this McChrystal, and that's why I said, hey, he gets this at least. It has to be about flipping the people. But, you know, that's a tall order. How do you flip the people from what they've lived and breathed their entire lives, that they have to make nice and turn this country into a democracy? I mean, we know this. I say this all the time. The best book I think I ever read on any of the subjects that we've talked about in the Middle East is a thing called The End of Religion. It's a game changer if you read it. It's so, so true. You're taking thousands of years of history and trying to win over the hearts and the minds of the people, and it's a very tough job. What is the end game? Very, very fair to say. We're going to lighten things up this day in history, news you can abuse, and of course, birthdays around the bend.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
You already know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
Man only thinks about the. You got a real big heart, but I'm looking at you. You got real big brains, but I'm looking at you. Girl, it ain't no pain in me looking at you.
I don't give a keep looking at me, cause it don't mean a thing if you're looking at me. I'ma do my thing while you're playing with you.
Now here's some good ones in news you can abuse. How about a wallet stolen back in the 80s, found? How about the cops charging a guy who drove with a girl just 5 years old on the lap? You can't do that, Daddy-O. You have to put your kid in a car seat. Then there was the man in underwear who tried to break in and the woman who pranked her grandmother 45 times in one day. What's up with that story? Here's the deal on the wallet. You know, that old saying about money growing on trees is such a layup to say that, isn't it? But a tree care supervisor in Central Park in New York City found an old wallet inside of a dead one. This blue leather wallet had been stolen by a pickpocket about 27 years ago. It was found in the hollow of a dying cherry tree. So it was where Ruth Bendick had her swipe while she watched the marathon in 82. So the 69-year-old said the only thing missing was 20 in cash. Her credit cards were still there. So was her student ID from Columbia University Teachers College and employee ID from Sloan Kettering Cancer Center. The park worker says he found the wallet under 5 feet of compost, and they tracked her down and gave her her wallet back. It's kind of a cool story. I mean, there's nothing fabulous missing in the wallet, but the fact that you get it back, it brings up those memories. Maybe not such a good one as you were pickpocketed. This from Cambridge, Minnesota. A 21-year-old woman is facing felony charges after prank calling her 69-year-old grandmother 45 times in one day, threatening to kill her. What is up with that? The complaint said she told police she was bored and wanted to have some fun. So the woman and her 20-year-old friend, also facing those charges, called her on February 5th, this is way back when, and said, I'm going to kill you, you're going to die, I'm watching you. So police officers answered some calls for the grandmother and heard a female caller make the threats. The criminal complaint said the suspect told investigators she wanted to scare her grandmom, but didn't want her dead. She said she knew it was wrong, but not illegal. Oh, well, maybe grandma will beg them to go easy on you. What a fool. If I can't even imagine trying to prank my grandmother. Matt, would you ever prank call your grandmother?
No. I definitely... I don't think that would be the one thing that you could get away with.
Yeah, no.
Especially feel good about doing it either.
No. That's what I said. If I'm bored, that's just not even funny. I mean, what is so funny about that? I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't understand that either. And the people who are doing that... I mean, you can't find somebody better to prank? I don't know. Don't you have, like, a crazy uncle or something?
Yeah, there's got to be somebody better. Like, strangers. Isn't that the whole idea of prank phone calls? To call or call some department store or something? Please. All right, how about this story out of Louisiana? Police say a 72-year-old woman woke up to discover a 27-year-old man dressed only in underwear trying to get into her house. The man was booked with burglary early Sunday. He appeared to be under the influence of an illegal substance. Wonder what it was. He was acting odd and nervous. And they found clothing in the woman's backyard, but the suspect allegedly told the officer he wasn't wearing any when he entered the house. Oh, that's nice. Oh, that's scary stuff. Here's a weird story I think you'll enjoy. This is definitely news you can abuse. Times are tough, right? Would you give your soul for a loan in these rough economic waters? In Lativa, where the crisis has raged more, or Latvia, that's the way to say it. In Latvia, where the crisis has raged more than the rest of the European Union, you can check this out. Viktor Merezhenko is offering that. Clients have to sign a contract with the words agreement in bold letters at the top. The client agrees to the collateral that is my immortal soul. What is up with that? So how do they get your soul? Wearing sunglasses, a black suit and a white tie with the words Kapora emblazoned on it, he reaches into his pocket, lays out a sheaf of notes on the table to show that the business is serious and not a joke. Latvia has been the European Union's nation's worst hit by the entire crisis now for more than a year, so unemployment is gigantic. Banks have reduced their lending. Small companies offer easy loans, and small amounts have become offering that, and we have become more and more popular, and people are buying it. People are signing away their soul. I'm assuming it's just an expression, but it's pretty scary. I don't know that I would sign something that said I would sign something about that that's kind of creepy. Don't know that I would sign that I'm giving up my soul for all my immortal life. Yeah, no, I don't think so. So it's definitely in the range of news you can abuse, no question about it. Let's fly to this day in history. If we flip the calendar over, we are already on Monday, July 6th, right? But alas, we have moved a day forward, so that day is come and gone. We are on to the 7th. Ooh, scary as the summer's dwindling away. In 1865, four people were hanged in Washington, D.C. for conspiring with John Wilkes Booth to assassinate President Abraham Lincoln. If we fast forward a little bit more, in 1969, Canada's House of Commons gave final approval to the Official Languages Act, It made French equal to English throughout the national government. Ask the Canadians about that one. 81, President Reagan announced he was nominating Arizona Judge Sandra Day O'Connor to become the first female justice on the U.S. Supreme Court. Now, of course, Sotomayor has to undergo those Senate hearings starting on the 13th of July. In 1983, 11-year-old Samantha Smith of Manchester, Maine, left for a visit to the Soviet Union at the personal invitation of the Soviet leader at the time, Andropov. In 2005, suicide terrorist bombings in three underground stations, sad, and a double-decker bus killed 52 people, four bombers, in the worst attack on London since World War II. In the meantime, if we go to 5 years ago, former Enron chairman Ken Lay was indicted on criminal charges related to the energy company's collapse. He was convicted of fraud and conspiracy, but he died in July of two. I know. That was awful. July of 2006 before he could be sentenced. Jeff Smith, the public television's popular frugal gourmet, he was so popular. Until a sex scandal ruined his career, he died at the age of 65. All right, we got some great birthdays for you. I'm going to say you are going to recognize 3.5 of the people on the list. Like actress Shelley Duvall, 60 years old. How about Joe Spano, 63? I know I always say this, but you would recognize their faces. Actor Billy Campbell is 50 years old. How about singer-songwriter Vonda Shepard, 46 years old? I know you're going to know this name. Olympic silver and bronze medal figure skater Michelle Kwan is 29. I'll try another one for you. How about Doc Severinsen? He just was on a lot of television, little snippets here and there, because he was talking about Ed McMahon's death. He, of course, was a longtime musician, conductor of The Tonight Show, 82 years old. Former Beatle, he was pretty popular. Not as popular, of course, as Paul or John Lennon. But Ringo Starr, 69 years old, a big birthday for him. Country singer Linda Williams is all of 62. From the Village People, pop singer David Hodo is 62 years old. Also celebrating a birthday from Mint Condition, R&B musician Ricky Kinchin is 43 years old. Actor Troy Garrity is all of 36. I love this guy's writing. I always tell you, you want to read a good book, honestly, we talk about freedom and all that stuff, get 1776, David McCullough. He is 76 years old. Gonna leave you with this thought. Only a mediocre person is always at his best.
So long, farewell, I'll be the same, good night.
Gentle to that good night.
Good morning, Vietnam!
Good morning, Vietnam. What the heck is that supposed to mean?
Idiots!
Good morning!
Morning!
Good morning!
Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.